Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Good day. This is Michael, and I'm calling from North Service. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Who are you looking to speak to?
I'm just making a survey right now. We are from a professional public opinion search firm, and we are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. I assure you that I'm not selling anything, and that the interview will only take a few minutes. If you don't mind, we can go ahead and complete a survey, and I promise you it won't take more than 5 minutes. This is just general information that we are collecting from this firm.
Okay.
All right. Right now, let me ask you to be sure we are a representative sample. Can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39, between 40 and 54? Between 55 and 64, or are you 65 30. Or older? 30? Okay, 30. Thank you. All right. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home from whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else's? Yes. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you never heard of them, just let me know, please. Okay? The first one will be the Children's Trust.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Is that someone unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Favorable.
Favorable? Okay. Is it very favorable or someone favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
Have I heard? I think I heard of that.
Okay. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Would it be someone or very? All right.
Someone.
Thank you. And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children in your family?
Programs like what?
Programs for and services for children and your family.
No.
Okay. If you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, ma'am, Which one of the following would you most likely use? As your child teacher or child care, as a friend or family member, as your child's doctor, call the 211 helpline, online community like WhatsApp or Facebook groups, etc. Search the internet.
As a parent.
I'm sorry, which one?
As a parent, family member.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, we're going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular, and for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. Earlier, you said you had a somewhat unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why you feel this way?
I heard of it, but I don't really know much about the Children's Trust, so.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, please. Thank you, ma'am. And how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? About your child's school, a news story you saw on television, heard on the radio, read in the newspaper, or saw online? Advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust? General word of mouth?
It might have been online that I've seen it, but
online?
It
okay.
was not something that I read. and stuff like that.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Might have been a,
sure, sure. And we thank you for that opinion. Also, let me ask you, have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
Have I researched it then?
Yeah. Have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by... Okay. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
No.
Okay. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, according to your answers, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
I'm not sure. I guess I can put no one. I'm not sure. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Any answer is valid, ma'am. So you can tell me.
I guess it does an impact. Other people know about it, but I'm not included like that.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
It probably do have an impact in the community for the people that knows about the program.
All right. Know about the program. All right, thank you, ma'am. Next, I'd like you to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust, real quick. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust, please.
Favorable.
Okay. Would that be somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. May I ask you why?
Because of all the information that you just said about them.
Okay.
What it offers.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Hold on, please. All right, prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let me just move on here. And have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
I might have seen some flyers.
That counts.
Or at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Miami-Dade Public School website.
Okay. And where have you most often heard or seen the advertising about the Children's Trust?
Probably on the school website the most.
Okay, school website. All right. And when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Social media, newspapers, magazines, online, radio, television?
Television.
Television, thank you. And when watching television, which of the following do you do most often? Watch live television, watch programs you have recorded earlier to watch at your convenience, watch streaming TV like Hulu, Netflix, Sling TV, or Amazon Prime?
Streaming TV.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And we're almost done with our survey. I really thank you for your time. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity?
African American.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. What is your marital status?
Single.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you own or rent your current residence?
Own.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County?
32 years.
Okay, thank you. And also, just for the answers of the survey, ma'am, may I ask you what is your annual household income before taxes? Let me give you the ranges. Would it be less than 25,000, between 25,000 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 75,000, between 75,000 and 100,000, between 100,000? I'm sorry?
50 to 75.
Okay. And also, you mind if I ask you what is the zip code of your home address?
33173.
Right. What region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast, Northwest, or South?
South.
Okay. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. All the answers are classified and private. And of course, I really want to thank you for your time, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day, too.
You too. Have a good one.
Same to you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.